Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. It's 16 minutes after 8 a.m., and it's time for our live local interview. And on the phone, I have Alyssa Russell. She's the communication manager with ALFA, the Alaska Longline Fisheries Association. Good morning, Alyssa.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I am great, thanks. And it's morning where you are, right? You're calling in from a long way away.
Yeah, I'm calling in from Santa Fe, New Mexico. It is morning. It's 2 hours later here, though, so it's a nice late morning. Beautiful, sunny, trees changing. It's a really nice day here today.
Well, you're missing a nice sunny day here, but it's not, I'm sure, as warm as it is where you are.
Well, it's good to hear that it's sunny in Sitka.
So you're going to be here in next week to as part of the Alaska Sustainable Fisheries Trust training. Can you let's talk about that? What's happening next week?
Sure. Yeah, so next week we are hosting our third ever Sitka Fishermen's Expo. And we are hosting that in partnership between the Alaska Longline Fishermen's Association and the Alaska Sustainable Fisheries Trust. And we're really excited to be offering this event again. We have had a lot of interest very high attendance for the event in the past. It's an educational event primarily for commercial fishermen, so we'll be offering a whole suite of workshops and trainings for fishermen. And then also we'll have some sort of fun and social events as well next week. That we'll be offering. And the workshops are really for, it's an interesting mix. They're for more experienced fishermen, but then we also have some workshops that are specifically tailored to younger and newer fishermen as well.
Well, that would certainly be something for me. So what, doing the younger or newer fishermen side of things. How about some of the more fun or interesting things you have besides the workshops going on?
Yeah, so we have a few different social things going on. First of all, we're really excited to host our first ever Fisherman's Job Fair on November 8th. That's going to be at the Mean Queen. It's going to be a bit of a mixer, a place where maybe potential deckhands can meet potential skippers. And then the Alaska Seafood Marketing Institute, who is sponsoring that event, is going to do sort of like an ASME town hall, so answering questions about our seafood and how it's marketed and where it goes. That's going to be at 5:30 p.m. at the Mean Queen next week. Free food and drinks for expo attendees, too, at that event. We also have an award-winning chef coming next week from Juneau, Chef Lionel Udipa. He's the winner of the 2017 Great American Seafood Cook-Off. And so he will be hosting, actually, nighttime events, daytime and afternoon events while the expo is going on as well. So November 8th in the evening, he's going to do an adult cooking class. November 9th, he's doing a cooking demonstration, which is free and open for the public. And then on November 10th, he's doing a kids cooking class in the afternoon. And for all those events, you do need to RSVP. So our phone number at ALFA is 907-747-3400, and that's where you can RSVP. But yeah, we think that the social events are going to be a really fun addition to the workshops themselves. The bulk of the workshops will be held at Centennial Hall, November 7th through 10th next week. And we really have a whole suite of different things that we're offering, you know, safety courses, bathymetric mapping courses, courses on different types of gear. So those will be really great as sort of the educational piece of the event.
Well, you have a tremendous amount going on. So I have a question about the celebrity chef. So I remember in the past here in Sitka, we've had celebrity chefs for a seafood festival. So is there any connection there?
Yeah, and thanks for making that connection. So we're actually looking at this week of events as sort of an extension of the Summer Seafood Festival. So we thought that it would be really fun to combine some of these events that celebrate seafood and food and cooking and eating with some events that are also giving back to our fishing community, because, of course, those are the folks that provide our seafood. So we thought that these events would kind of go hand in hand. So thanks for asking that. Yeah, this is an extension of the Seafood Festival.
So tell me how you picked the middle of November for this event.
So I don't know if you attended the Seafood Festival, but it took place in August, which is an awesome time to have a festival. Actually, we did have quite a bit of rain this year, but it was still fun to be outside in summer. Such is life in Sitka. But it was really important to us to have some events related to the Seafood Festival that fishermen can actually attend. And as many know, August is not the best time for the fishing community to take off and attend some events in town. So by offering these events in November, most of the fisheries closed at this point, and we can have some fishermen attending as well.
Well, that would be a good thing, wouldn't it? Yeah, super.
It would. So
I'm going to ask another question about the job fair. So you mentioned deckhands and skippers. Is there anybody else who maybe related to the fishing industry might be to their benefit to attend?
I think anyone who's interested in our fisheries and learning more should attend. It is open to the public, and we will have this presentation from ASME, which I think will be very fascinating about our seafood industry and where a lot of our fish goes and how it's marketed and this and that. Anyone, and we're also keeping this pretty open. So I think anyone who is interested in some kind of job related to the fisheries, this would be the place to meet folks who are involved with the fisheries.
Well, super. I'm going to ask you to first let people know where they can find a schedule, because you've listed a whole bunch of stuff going on. And then I'll just ask you to quickly go through the schedule again, if you would, please. So where can they go first to find a schedule?
So the best place, there are two good places to find the schedule. One is our website, which is alphafish.org, and that's A-L-F as in fish, A.org, alphafish.org. Also, our Facebook page, the Alaska Longline Fishermen's Association, would be a good place. So we've got the schedule up there. And I'm happy to go through the schedule of events. So on November 7th, we have a fishing vessel drill conductor course that's hosted by EMC. November 8th, we have a few things at Centennial Hall. We've got a Noble Tech bathymetric mapping course. We've got a talk from ASME about seafood. We have fishing vessel boat visits. We've got a course on using pots to fish for sable fish. Have a couple more talks, and then we've got that job fair at 5:30 at the Mean Queen. We've also got a cooking class that evening. On the 9th, we also have a cooking class. We've got some fishing business workshops. We have an afternoon safety course. Like I said, another cooking demonstration, and then another cooking demonstration on the 10th. So quite a few events. But the full schedule, like I said, is at alphafish.org. And I would love really quickly, too, like I said, all of these events are free. So if I could just thank our sponsors. We've been sponsored by ASME, the City of Sitka, Terry Race, Search, and AC Lakeside. So those folks really helped us to provide these workshops for free.
Well, thank you so much. We've been speaking with Alyssa Russell. She's the communication manager with Alpha, calling from Santa Fe, New Mexico. Thanks for at least imagining what it's like to be here in Sitka. And you'll be here next week, so we'll look forward to having you here. And you can contact Alpha as well at 907-747-3400 if you'd like some more information. So thanks so much, and we'll see you next week.
Thank you. Have a good day.
And you too. Bye now.